Blog Talk Radio.
Radio. I'm your host, Tavik, your co-host, Gil G, will be joining us whenever the fuck he joins us. I think we're going to go with a track that we usually do since we ain't got nobody tuning in at the moment.
So here we go, Dark Lotus, Black Rain.
I can see the earth starting to shift inside out. No trace of the moon since the face burnt out. Watch the rain fall down, hard and heavy. Dark black like dirt, but it will burn severely. You could call it the body of the lotus. Hand of the magical, super unnatural, keeping you focused. If the rain didn't get you, then you're here for a reason. To spread the word to the world that the potter can see.
You can hear the thunder clap, the full moon gleaming like the eyes of a cat. The dark lotus is back, bitch. And you can feel the ground pulsating. And all the haters start hating, but it's all been anticipated. And we've been waiting till the timing is right to get the bombing on you bitches who misguided the light. And anybody who don't get it, get the fuck out my sight, bitch. I ain't explaining, I'm just claiming your life, bitch.
These black raindrops keep falling down.
You can tell there's something going on, take a look around.
These black raindrops keep falling down.
Arms spreading to the lotus cross, holding it down.
These black raindrops keep falling down.
And I don't know why.
These black raindrops keep falling down.
And I may never know why, know why.
I'm sick of running chainsaw blade all down your throat and fucking out of your ass. I cut your body in half, I gotta be bloody. Need somebody blood on my body, I need to be the bloodiest. My bloody buddies and hotties, I'm about to murder for the lotus. Black raining falls upon it. And I don't need no more therapy, I know who I am. And I don't like it played through your brain, booyah kablam.
I sit alone speaking with the head of a raven. He sat there and told me why my life's worth saving. So I shot him in the face and I shot myself. After he said that they're trying to turn the kingdom into hell, I was appalled. Put his head in my burlap sack and just damn black rain hit me in the back. Ice cold raindrops that look like black blood are falling all over the neighborhood. And here it comes now.
Black raindrops keep falling down.
You can tell there's something going on, take a look around.
These black raindrops keep falling down.
Arms spread to the lotus cross, holding it down.
These black raindrops keep falling down.
And I don't know why.
These black raindrops keep falling down.
And I may never know why, know why.
A new age, a new time. Now that the planets are aligned, imagine the lotus sign. Imagine the broken minds just waiting to be fixed.
With the petals of the lotus, you can answer all that shit.
We the unstoppable force, so you hate us, of course. Armed with the fury and the family is the power source. Making red clouds filled with black rain sewed up until they become too heavy and burst and I show up.
Maybe your stupid ass ain't heard. It's a pie, little bitch. Hit me back like a message bird. Lift your chin face through the sky's black rain. Palms out, feet are stinging, let your soul get drained. We don't give a fuck, like it or not. Lotus up in the mirror shots, it all juggalo spots. I put a stain on their little blame pieces. Cause when we out, bitch, the black rain increases.
These black raindrops keep falling down.
You can tell there's something going on, take a look around.
These black raindrops keep falling down.
Arms spread to the lotus cross, holding it down.
These black raindrops keep falling down.
And I don't know why.
Raindrops keep falling down.
And I may never know why, know why.
Four spoons of pain. Well, they hide, we dance in the rain. We are not perfect, we are not glamorous. We are not Hiltons, we are not Kardashians. We are anti-gag with our hands tied, tied around our backs while Bush formed a rack. When Obama killed Osama, we refuse to clap. Cause America's a terrorist too, sit for tax. We are filthy poor, the opposite of Jersey Shore. So fuck Snooki and a stylist, We are not commodities, we are bleeding hearts. Trapped inside the middle of these circling sharks. We are the apocalypse standing in the dark. We're bright lights and fame are the opposite of art. So clap for the anonymous, cheer for the unlikely. Let the fucking world know who you might be.
We come, we go. So burn down your
dancing to Marilyn Manson, screaming fuck the world like it's a national anthem. We are not popular, we are not praised, we are not 50s, we are not Kanye. We are icons without the glamorous glitz, like Heidi from the hills in a plastic kit. So while the president fucks you, the rich get rich and try to paint me as an anarchist. You made me a demon, so I'm aiming and squeezing and enjoying the pain and the bleeding. Fuck the prom queen, fuck being beautiful. We are not low hands, we are the unusual. The indisputable misfit lifestyle, brain by the pain. I was aimed at the White House. Clap with the invisibles, march with the phantom. Rise up with the throwaway anthem. Never really tried to, flyer than a pilot, but never had a sky view. Bottom floor poor with a knack for being lied to. Painted face wasteland, the opposite of Graceland. Singing in a symphony of silence, defiance, sleeping with the wolves and dancing with the lions. Inner city riots, burning down the tyrants, juggalos and misfits, tackling the giants. Let's get it on, spit it, spit it.
Everybody is a robbery. Keep your face down, don't bother me. Give me what you need?
Yeah, let me get a large order of fries and...
No fries.
Excuse me?
No fries, man.
Oh, well, must be out there. All right, well, then, give me a large double slam.
Nope.
And what?
Can't do it.
Why not?
No meat.
No meat?
No meat, man, damn.
All right, then, I'll take a salad, then.
You better grow yourself one.
What's that?
We ain't got no damn salad, man.
Oh, well, then, what the hell do you have?
We got the dog beets.
Oh, yeah, the dog beets, huh?
Yep.
All right, well, then I'll take order of that to go, then.
In the city posse, got the dog beats, ICP. We got the dog beats.
No, you don't stop with the funk from the old days. Starting on your head as the beat plays. Yo, the ICP has got the dog beats. In the city posse, and we playing for keeps. And I know that you're liking this funk, cause I can hear my voice coming out the trunk of your ride. Don't take me for a sucker. You'll even unattended, I'ma take the mother. Q to the D to the OTE. Hitting 03 with the ICP, I like bass, treble and the temp stuff. Throw a kick it in the back of a scepter bus with that 40-0 or that strong bull. Shooting craps in the back of the liquor store and I'm hitting. And we'll keep it at that. You all jokes, now I'm too dope for that.
Rolling and I'm headed for the clock park. Just finished shooting eight with the dark shark. Seen the freak with the bright white tank top. Keep rolling cause I know I'll see my bank drop. Oh boy, if you wanna see your riches, stay the hell away from that more money. Trucks to the buckets to the G's. The ICP has got the dog beats.
Wow, 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 give you.
Oh yeah.
Drop the dog.
Wow, wow, wow.
I'm the general wheel, six pack in the back and a thousand. Keep the sound up, by skate 1000. Two dope, gotta keep his own style. Hold me, kick a box, full tennis, posse peak. Make the whole car hop when we let the bass drop.
Inner city posse got a bad breath. Like my man on the truck, he took a big step. And I can't stand a neighborhood menace. So I throw a chin like Rocky Dennis. Bass in the car, something stacked. I know you hear me booming in Pontiac. Everyone's braver when the bass rocks, so I got a little something in the glove box.
Long black hair with a white rag. 40 cent baby when I'm brown bag. Jump steady, rude boy, Nate the Mac. Chillin' by my side cause my posse's stacked. I know I'm getting famous, just think for a minute. So the car radio and my tape was in. Songs bring our life to the streets. The ICP got the dog beats.
Yeah.
Drop the dog.
Inner city posse got the dog beat. Inner city posse got the dog beat. Inner city posse and the dog beat.
It is the house. Yeah. Waiting at the light as my bass thump. And I'm getting jocked by these local chumps. They point, they wave, they stare, they look. I've been shocked so hard I could write a book.
Silent J down with the pimp daddies. Silent J down with the pimp daddies. Silent J down with the pimp daddies. Smooth plush rides in a velvet caddy. All the way live down to Jefferson. Inner city posse got the best of them. Wanna tape and your system meet? ICP's got the dog beats.
Inner city posse got the dog beats. ICP, we got the dog beats. Inner city posse got the dog beats, ICP, we got the dog beats. Inner city posse got the dog beats, ICP, we got the dog beats. Inner city posse got the dog beats, ICP, we got the dog beats.
moves and mistakes. They disrupt and corrupt and distract you from your mission. And all those who let go spend their lives wishing and missing. I couldn't listen in school, I felt I had a different calling. But all anybody did was roll their eyes and start yawning. But this is real life and only you is living through your lies. There are dreamers, those who want it, and us who won't be denied. It's a struggle every day, success is far from fucking free. Unless you pluck it from a tree, which ain't ICP, Shaggy Tudo, and Vitamin J.
Back on this track like a little bitch to reminisce. But instead I kick a little history all about the hatchet. By this time in the game, most motherfuckers, they done fell apart. In these years we still shining, and we just now getting our start. In the city posse jumped on the scene, and we was mad crewed up. In the end when shit got rough and tough, it was just the two of us. While you was up in the club, getting the grind and your sip on. We was in the parking lot, hitting up cars, getting our flyers on. Did my first show when I was 16, and still pulling my schemes. Jay holding out a drive through window of Burger King to support our dreams. Seemed like yesterday the world wasn't ready for Duke Cloud 3, but we kept grinding. Now who on whose stick, little bitch shit?
We kept hustling, we kept grinding, 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 we kept hustling, we kept grinding.
I woke up in the morning with my head on backwards, went from street living to an y'all don't even know. So many shows by 18, and by my 21st I was on the national scene. See, be given the opportunity to speak my words, and yo, be keeping it wicked and run with the hatchet for show. So slow your roll. My name is Bones and this be OG. We murdering fucks till the sun come up. That's why they call us A&B.
Hey homie, I hope you listen to my rapping, cause rapping is all I have. It's all that ever fucking matters. Your heart can get shattered, your pocket can get shattered. Just grind like me and mine and you'll shine like my family. In the beginning my mission was to make it to the hatchet. Then I did it and started laughing. I grinded and look what happened. My mind is not on this planet, cause y'all thought that we vanished. But God's hand got my back and the game still get me fucking mad. I start popping off at the mouth when something bothers me. You motherfuckers better give it up for ROC.
Yo,
thought we all would be rich. One mistake, you broke to come up the bitch. Make the right moves and forget about sleep. Concentrate on the paper chase, join the elite. Few that got mad cash and money to spend. Money to straight blow and money to lend. And only then you made it past stage one, my friend.
Stage one.
You really ain't nothing but a richer trick. Just because you paid, you can still get fixed by your low-life homies or a scandalous bitch. You gotta move it around, put it in the right hand. Maybe a judge, make a DA your friend. Understand what really moves the world. Recognize what really moves these girls. Truth is more important than cash for real. Money you spend, but true power you feel. It ain't that easy to reach. Respect about the hardest damn thing in the streets to get. Make your moves correct, tighten your crew. Watch your back, they watching you. Anybody around you's gotta be true, or you never make it past stage two. Listen, when you get the real true power, you know people will feel you wherever you go. And when you really max out this game, you never have to say your name. Cause the one thing women love is powerful men. The one thing women hate are brothers that bend. They act like they like them, but they only pretend. They wanna be with that man in the VI. They don't wanna stand in line, you're out of your mind. That other players got cash but no juice. They all bouncing to you, cutting them loose. Cause the powerful men get to choose from a multitude of women that be stepping in crews. Willing to do much more than before. Give you quick brain, it's insane. Just what the woman to do just for you. Cause if you got the power, then they get to chew. If you rollin' bins, then they rollin' too. If you livin' fat, then they ballin' too. That sounds stupid to you, not to me. They win in one move and it takes us three. Cars, big houses, and shopping sprees. Well, most of us see the penitentiary.
First you get the money, then you get the power.
That's why you gotta make your own moves.
And we're back. What's going on, Ghetto?
I don't know. Where's Angel at, man? I want to see who thinks he's a treat.
Oh, he's busy watching Toonami.
He posted up a very angry status talking about somebody who thinks he's a treat.
The fuck?
Yeah, so I wanted to know who thought he was delicious.
Hey, what the hell? No, that's funny. I think this punk find me as a treat. Funny that just made my night. If this motherfucker keep testing me, I'm not the type to fuck with. He lucky. I
see. It's funny as hell, man. When you gotta read somebody that you can't type properly, you gotta read it retardedly.
I do blow up his inbox. I give no fucks.
So, what is that supposed to say?
I don't know. Trying to find him delicious, like you said.
Yeah, I don't know. Buddy's not here. I gotta wait.
Yep, you do. Yeah, I'm curious now, too. I wonder what the fuck this whole treat bullshit is.
Like, really? Who the fuck called you a treat, motherfucker?
I want him to come here and just get mad.
That just might work. That's even funny right here. Fucking Angel fucking posted a fucking meme saying, "Hey Josh, if you haven't found work yet, we saved the seat for you. It's Todd Grisham and fucking the coach."
Yeah, how funny is that?
Oh, bud.
I guess everybody gets fired, goes there.
Apparently. Grisham got fired, he went there. Coach got fired, he went there. Jeez. The only person that left that never went there was JBL. And good old JR.
It's because they're still with WWE.
Oh, bud. Well, there you go. You know, since that referee got fired, if SportsCenter ever needs a referee, you could hire that motherfucker.
Yeah, whoever that guy is.
Yeah. Nobody... Yeah, get rid of a referee that nobody knows who the fuck he is.
Like how TNA fired that dude again and he came right back the next week.
Yeah, Earl Hebner? Yeah.
Was that really even necessary?
Apparently not.
You're fired. All right, you're hired.
Like, what the fuck was the point of firing him? He's just going to bring him back.
And, like, the beautiful people, man, they got that one referee going on now. Kind of like how, I guess it would be AJ that had Brad Maddox come in as the referee, and, you know, she told him what to do.
Right? Oh, bud. This is weird.
Then he becomes a general manager. And then he gets fired. Comes back. And gets fired.
Then he'll be back soon later as a heel. Or no, as a face. Probably as a wrestler.
That's what they should have just did with him, man. I mean, that's what he was.
Yeah. He was a wrestler. They made him a fucking referee to a fucking GM. The fuck were they thinking?
Yeah, they were like... This guy's a wrestler. We'll make him the general manager.
Yeah, he had absolutely no idea what the fuck he was doing.
That's why they kept bringing Vicky Guerrero back.
They had no idea what the fuck they were doing.
They brought her back so somebody could run the show, because he sure as hell wasn't.
Hell no. Nah.
Then she got fired, goes to SmackDown, gets fired again.
Got the Raw, gets fired again. And then dumped into a fucking pool full of shit.
They just need to leave her gone now. Don't bring her back.
Yeah, and then next thing you see is Vince McMahon on Raw. Vicky, you're hired!
But now you got rid of people that used to be tag team champions, and you threw them back in NXT so they could beat up the up and coming stars.
Must be talking about Billy Gunn, Road Dogg.
No, I'm talking about Justin Gabriel and Tyson Kidd.
Oh, bud. Yeah, except Cousin Kid can't win a match to save his life.
Natty's husband.
That's the only thing people fucking like even know him as.
It's because he really is, you know, living in the shadow of her, man. Like, he's done nothing. She gets all the attention.
Exactly.
He's done nothing. She's been Divas Champion a couple times. Has her own reality show.
Yeah, exactly. She's up there, man. She's still, you know, out in the spotlight and shit while he's dying in NXT.
Oh, but by the way, that movie was horrible. Fucking Lizzie Borden.
Where the hell was that movie at?
Well, apparently, when it first came out, they premiered it on fucking Lifetime. I didn't know about that until I saw it.
Oh, that, okay. I didn't watch that, though, but I did see that preview.
Yeah, I mean, the only reason I wanted to see it was because, well, Christina Ricci. Just like the main reason why I wanted to see fucking the first two Transformers, Megan Fox.
Well, but now you gotta switch the Ninja Turtles.
Exactly. I'll just bootleg it.
Wow. He doesn't like it that much.
Man, Michael Bay fucked that shit up.
It doesn't even look that bad, man.
No, but they don't even look like turtles either.
It doesn't look like that retarded one they put out, like, a couple years ago.
Which one? Oh, yeah, the 3D one?
Whatever the hell it was. Whatever the last one was. That movie was retarded. It had nothing to do with anything. But this one doesn't look that bad, you know? Fucking, they got all the effects they could use now, years later.
Yeah. Or it could be like the one, like, you know, when they get or it could be better than the one, you know, when they were in, like, when they fucking transported the fucking ancient fucking Japan.
The what?
Yeah, but like, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3, where they were fucking transported.
Oh,
the
yeah, whenever he chopped that dude's ponytail off.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was wrong with that one? That one was good, too.
Yeah, but what the fuck, man? Like, why the hell did they have to bring it to fucking Japan? Like, ancient Japan.
Because they're ninjas?
Well, yeah, but still.
I don't know, same reason they had Vanilla Ice in the other one.
Yeah, he still made no sense in that shit at all. I mean, come on. Like, the only time we got to see him was when they crashed the party.
Oh, yeah. That was his big scene.
And that was his only scene.
Kind of like how Cannibal Corpse was in that other movie. What was that movie? What movie are they doing a concert in?
Ace Ventura?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah, when they did fucking hammers smash face.
Then you had fucking Rammstein and Triple X.
Yeah. But I don't know. I want to check out the new Turtles one. Mainly for Megan Fox.
Probably ain't even gonna see her that much.
Oh, she will be April O'Neil, so we'll find out.
That doesn't mean shit.
if I could remember that fucking site that you sent me one day. Like last year or something like that, like all the bootleg movies.
Oh, I still have that link. What the fuck is it called? It's like Voo something with a V.
Well, if you have the link, send it my way.
Man, that involves going back to the computer.
Yeah, that's too much work for Ghetto G.
It is.
So just
should
the
ask
symptoms
me these things. Should ask me these things when I'm on the computer.
Oh yeah. So Jessica Simpson's married again. That won't last long.
To what idiot now?
Some dude named Eric Johnson.
And who's he?
Apparently some football player.
Football player.
Yeah. Former NFL player Eric Johnson.
Man, nobody cares because she's insane.
Well, that's a fucking understatement. I mean, come on. Have you not seen her in half those damn fucking weight loss commercials? She looks like a damn crackhead.
And she got two kids.
That too. And she'll probably have more than that sooner or later.
So, I mean, for that guy to marry her shit, man, he's going to have to deal with kids, too.
Yeah, right?
Unless he got kids, too.
I don't know what the fuck he is, but... Played for San Francisco 49ers.
Woo!
Looks like the kids that she has are his kids. So, yeah, I'm sure he probably doesn't care since they are his own kids.
Not that it really matters.
I guess apparently her and Nick Lachey didn't stay long enough that she have kids.
It's because he realized she was an idiot.
Well, that's true.
I mean, did you not see that TV show?
I unfortunately did.
Yeah. So, you see how fucking stupid she is. He was like, I'm out.
Yeah, keep the money. I'm out.
He's like, fuck this. I'm going back to 98 degrees.
Yeah, we're going to fail. Remember, Nick Lachey has one kid, and it's not with her.
Obviously.
Looks like it's with Vanessa Milano. Milano. Milano, did little blah, 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 blah. I don't know
what
the fuck to do.
Why does that sound familiar? Who the hell is that girl?
Is... 15 USA, 1998.
I don't know. I thought it would be somebody I would know who it was. Nope.
Let's see. She was a part of That's Life, City Guys, The Bold and the Beautiful, Maybe It's Me, TRL.
Maybe TRO, maybe.
Yeah, 2003 to 2007. She played some chick named Ashley on How I Met Your Mother.
No.
Fantastic Four, Rise of the Surfer, Silver Surfer, and Disaster Movie. Oh, yeah.
Speaking of movies, like, yeah, they also have that a haunted house for $5 at Walmart.
Oh, bud.
And didn't that movie just come out?
Yeah.
Like last year there.
But yeah.
And it's only $5 now.
Yeah, I noticed. Makes no sense. What should we play? Come up and give me a drink.
Let's listen to some Stevie Stone.
Anything in particular?
Gravedigger.
Sounds good. Get down to Stevie. I'll meet the Gravedigger. There we go.
Get that shirt, man, off of Strange Music, because they're finally having a 50% off sale on Monday.
Yeah, finally.
Yeah, I've been waiting for like a fucking year, man. What they've been waiting for?
Back in time.
Usually they do that shit in like February.
Like I said, man, maybe they were waiting for Fat Kid Sizer to finally show up.
I guess. I mean, they do put Tech N9ne and the logo on absolutely anything they could find.
Exactly.
But that's what's up, though, man. Fucking 50% off on Monday, though. Everything.
Hell yeah.
Because nobody wants to pay $25 for a t-shirt.
Hell fucking no.
Well, plus tax and shipping.
Okay, hell fucking no.
I think it's funny for the fact that they charge $25 on the site, but then you go to a concert or something, it's only like $20. Well, at least it was. It's probably $25 now, but... But whenever
yeah.
I bought Tech Nine shirts, they were only $20.
Oh, look, it's Kimberly.
Kimberly!
Maybe it's Kimberly that sees fucking Angel as a treat.
Kimberly, you make me want to listen to that song "Kim" by Eminem.
Yeah. And you start killing every shit named Kim.
If you don't got that on a soundboard, you should upload that one. And you should upload 97 Bonnie and Clyde.
I'll help you upload that to the soundboard. Two different discs. The fuck?
Yeah. One was the Slim Shady. And then, the Marshall Mathers.
Well, yeah, no, I mean, because I ended up downloading, like, football bootlegging the special editions. And they come with, like, two different discs.
Special editions? I don't remember no special editions for them.
What's going on there, Kimberly?
What's that, y'all? What's up?
What's going on, Kimberly?
Nothing. What's going on with you, yo?
Nothing, yo. Just doing this thing here, yo. Like we always do, yo.
Hell yeah. I feel you. What's
not
up?
Yeah, there ain't nobody here.
Yeah.
I see that. Where's everybody at?
We don't fucking know.
They don't fucking
tell me.
Know.
You should know, yo.
Oh, we should,
maybe,
yo.
Maybe if you stick your boobs and your ass out, maybe we'll get somebody to tune in.
Whatever.
I mean, it sure works in, like, groups and all that for people to pay attention.
Yeah, pretty much.
Hello, what's up, Mikey?
Who the fuck's Mike?
Mikey likes it. Who the fuck is Mikey?
Mikey, he's my brother.
Oh.
He said yeah. Whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop, Mikey the brother.
He's
whoop.
Gonna be on here soon.
He's gonna be on where?
Yeah, where is it going to be on?
I don't know. He said that it's going to be like, it's going to be for a while before he gets on or something like that. I was like, why is she on Juggalo Rider and radio? And he's like, I don't know.
What?
Don't worry about it. I don't know when he's going to be on. Right on.
All right, then. I just thought we were talking Xbox here or something.
They want to know why is she on the radio.
No, we were wondering why he was going to be on the radio.
Do what?
Oh, God damn it.
He's talking to someone that he hasn't talked to in a while.
Okay, well, he could talk to them.
He's talking to his ex-girlfriend.
Ex-girlfriend? What's wrong with him?
Yeah, who the fuck talks to their ex?
Angel talks to his ex.
Well, you really don't count. I mean, y'all been here.
How do I not count?
Yeah.
How do I not count?
Because you're calling in either way.
Yeah. Okay, fine. Angel doesn't count.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, I stopped talking to every single one of my exes out there because I really don't give a fuck about them.
Hell yeah.
That's why they're exes. If they were current, then that, you know, that means for you guys to care about them. They're exes, so you don't have to give a fuck.
That's usually how it's supposed to go.
Yeah. But, you know, I have a track here I want to dedicate to Kim.
Oh, Lord.
So, Kim, here we go with Kim.
Oh, no. Look at that baby girl. Look at that baby.
I dedicated
this
song to you.
Yesterday I changed the diaper, wiped you and powdered you. How did you get so pink? Can't believe it, now you're too. Hey, but you're so precious, daddy's so proud of you.
Sit down, bitch, you move again, I'll beat the shit out of you. Don't make me wake this baby, you don't need to see what I'm about to do. Quit crying, bitch, why you always make me doubt at you? How could you just leave me and love him out the blue? Aw, what's the matter, Kim? Am I too loud for you? Too bad, bitch. You're gonna finally hear me out this time. At first I'm like, aye, you wanna throw me out? That's fine. But not for him to take my place. Are you out your mind? This couch, this TV, this whole house is mine. How could you let him sleep in our bed? Look at Kim. Look at your husband now. I said look at him. He ain't so high now, is he, little punk?
Why are you going?
Shut the fuck up.
You're drunk.
You think I give a fuck? Come on, we're going for a ride, bitch.
No!
Sit up front. Sad.
could have. Hey, where you going? Get back here! You can't run from me, Kim! It's just us, nobody else! You're only making this harder on yourself! Ha ha, gotcha! Go ahead, yell! Here, I'll scream with you! Ah, somebody help! Don't you get it, bitch? No one can hear you! Now shut the fuck up and get what's coming to you! You were supposed to love me! Now please, bitch, please!
Mikey, I will beat you right now.
Sure.
We'll find your phone. I'll get them to call you. No, I won't, because I'm going to call Hybrid and she slapped me.
Yeah, next time we're just gonna mute Kim.
Whatever.
Sounds like a plan, man.
Because the entire time through that entire track, all we hear is her talking.
Mikey's calling in, y'all.
Oh joy.
This should be interesting.
He's trying to find his phone.
Well, he's trying to find his phone, and how the hell is he gonna call in?
I don't know. He's trying to find his phone right now.
TikTok.
They said TikTok, Mikey. TikTok, Mikey. Mikey, you found your phone yet?
Embrace some checks.
Yeah.
Embrace some checks. What? What the fuck?
And apparently she's not fucking familiar with that commercial.
No, I'm not.
That is the brand of cereal, right?
Oh, is it?
Or is it Life? What is it? What
I think it might be Life.
Okay, bring some Life.
Hello.
Mikey likes it.
Yep, it's definitely, it's Life cereal.
There we go. Okay, down to bring some Life.
Man, I'm pretty sure she's not even familiar with that commercial either.
No, I'm
not.
I
bet you Angel isn't either.
Well, there again, you know, she was born in 1990, so before her time.
Oh, man, it was around at that time.
I highly doubt she even knew what the hell was on at that time.
Well, she was still shitting in her diapers. I mean, yeah, she's really not going to remember that.
Mikey, you run your phone yet? I'm guessing so.
Mikey, nope. You found the show.
Really? People, woo, women, fuckers.
Turtles, why don't you call him?
Is your brother by chance Poo Poo Ninja?
I said, why don't you call him?
Man, it sounds just like him.
Because that was like deja vu right there or something.
I said, yeah.
Right?
Who else is talking?
Man, I'm fucking hella tired right now.
Yeah, well, you know what?
Yeah.
What's
that?
But yeah, you know what? Next time, we are going to fucking mute your sister.
Or not.
I mean, let me see that.
Are you all in the same room?
No, we're all playing Xbox together. Online in the same fucking party.
Close enough.
Wait, so are you actually brother and sister or just something from Xbox?
Fucking Xbox and, you know, being in a crew together, knowing each other for so long, you know, you consider yourself family.
How long we know each other, Mikey?
Like in almost about a year now.
Yeah.
You know, Grand Theft Auto.
Maybe stealing cars together. You see this?
Number one hated crew in Los Santos.
Yep. Whoop whoop. The best crew.
Yeah. Fuck GTA.
he's rather blunt with that one.
Ah, she left, Mikey.
Well, fuck her, too.
Yeah, who the fuck her is?
Go steal her car.
Yeah, there you go.
I would love to steal people's cars. Fucking causing chaos in the world is awesome.
Yeah.
But you can't really do that in real life, though. Then you get in trouble.
That's true.
It's not what they say when we go to Juggalo fucking island. We do what the fuck we want.
Well, if we're on an island, we really don't need a car.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Pretty much just stuck.
That's okay, Ghetto. What we can do is we can take all the emo juggalos, toss them into the water, and there we go.
I got a show to watch in the next 2 hours. Time to get my geek on.
Well, you know what? I'm about to take a bong hit, so fuck you guys.
The fuck's gone? Fuck's a 475. I don't know who you are, but I'm picking up. Hold on. Someone's trying to call me. Hold on 1 second.
He just put us on hold, man.
Fucked in my bong, dude.
I think you stole it.
I stole it.
I'd be hella mad. I don't see it anywhere in my room right now. This fucking sucks.
And my cousin's coming down to do her unemployment.
What the hell? Does she realize it's almost 1 o'clock in the morning?
Oh, she has no internet. She has no cable, so she has to come down here to do it.
Can't she do it tomorrow?
Man, it is tomorrow, technically.
What the hell? Who does that shit? Speaking of crackheads. Hey, while I'm down here, man, can I take a shower and smoke a cigarette, too?
Got one? Oh, no, it's not that, cousin. Her mom.
You just said your cousin.
Oh yeah, cousin.
That's very strange. Now you got 2 crackheaded cousins. How about that?
Well, you know, their cable got shut off because apparently they didn't pay the bill.
I don't know, man. People in your family are very strange.
I got a question. How is it apparently? They didn't pay the bill.
I don't know, but I should be going down a lifelong track and ignore her.
All right, then.
Yo, I had a track I was going to play earlier. Yo, do you mind? I like it because it's that long. Yeah, he might like it. So here we go. This is Real Underground Baby.
a dime, but I'm doing it because I love it, and I'm underground, baby. Real underground, baby. I'm hard under the floor like a dime, but I'm doing it because I love it, and I'm underground, baby. Real underground, baby. I'm hard under the floor like a dime, but I'm doing it because I love it. Like the sound, but I'm doing it because I love it, and I'm underground, baby.
And we're back, motherfuckers.
And we are not back.
Still like hearing fucking ICP fuck the world.
Fuck the world.
You
have
to go on. Yeah, she's talking on the radio. Gail G, did you die over there?
Yeah, I died like 15 minutes ago.
So, I'll tell you in a minute.
Yeah, she'll tell us in a minute, apparently.
I mean, I like that song and all, but goddamn.
Yeah, well, it worked out because my cousin, my aunt came down, did her unemployment, and I'm left.
Yeah, they're really wasn't going to spend hours there here in the early morning doing some unemployment shit.
Well, you know, since she doesn't have a computer, she can't really do it. She can't really do it.
She got a phone? Got the internet on it?
No. And my... No, it's like Comcast turned off their cable, phone, internet.
What's it got to do with a cell phone, though?
Man, she has an Obama phone.
Oh.
I mean, I guess I'm saying Angel's not going to show up, so I guess...
Damn it,
that.
Angel.
Yeah. Damn it, Angel. We want to know why some dude thinks you're a fucking treat. And why it pisses you off so much.
Yeah, quit watching your cartoons and calling.
Yeah.
The one time we actually want you to show up, you won't come here.
Yeah, right. What the fuck is that? When we don't want him, he shows up. When we do want him to call in, he don't show up.
Yeah. Bastard.
I know y'all ain't talking about me.
Yeah, you
yeah.
too.
Whatever. I was on last night and on tonight, so I don't want to hear no shit.
Oh, you're going to get a lot of shit.
Huh?
Yeah.
You're going to get a lot of shit. All of them.
Oh my god, there's too many people talking. Dude, what?
I said you're gonna get a lot of shit talk from all of us.
Oh.
That's new.
Man, I swear she reminds me of that fucking annoying bitch Nicole. Do what?
Damn, man.
I'm not insane.
She ain't that bad, man.
No, but that whole fucking do what shit reminds me of that bitch. Do what?
I got a question.
I want to hear the only song I know by Twisted.
Now that's not crappy. I'm not.
Yeah, that's another thing I want to touch on, man. In that group, man, a bunch of fucking scene little emo fuck things were complaining about. Like other juggalos saying they were fake.
Why would they say?
And then I was looking through the news feed of all these people that were talking. Like they all had their hair over their eyes, little beanie on, pierced lip.
I want to get my lip pierced.
They all looked exactly the same, but like you would never think they were, you know, listen to ICP or anything. You'd think
right?
They listen to like give me a shitty fucking emo band.
Rise Against.
I don't know. No, something I would actually know.
Okay, fine. AFI.
There we go. Listen to shit like that. I'm tired of all these slutty girls and everybody doing it. Man, I'm tired of you going into the Hot Topic and buying the clothes. That's you, motherfucker.
Man, I'm tired of seeing all these emo kids with a fucking emo haircut.
Get your fucking hair out of your eye.
Yeah. You are not Shaggy from fucking Scooby-Doo.
What? What the
oh,
hell?
I'm trying to get all my cars in the garage. They got blown up and shit.
Who the
fuck is calling somebody?
Yeah, stop calling people. But no, man, come on. Shaggy from Scooby-Doo. Always had, like, always had his hair in his eye.
No.
But seriously, man, it's like these damn emo kids are afraid to see a pair of scissors or razors.
Take these scissors and go run around with them.
Man, they probably would. And while you're at it, fall down on them.
That was the whole point behind that, Havoc.
Freeland's fucking retarded. I throw used condoms in the air sometimes and say, hey, yo, now you're preggo.
Wow.
Fucking retarded. Oh, God damn it. John the Cookie Monster, you are a faggot.
No.
Only because of the fact you decided to put something that old Joker says, even Woody, saying, drop a selfie. Whoever likes it thinks you're cute.
Yeah, yo, I posted one of them up again, man, but nobody cared this time.
Man, that was a one-time deal. Don't you know that?
I guess it really was. Now I have no idea how to communicate with our like page.
Yeah, I have no idea either.
Fuck you, Birdman.
Don't get mad when I shit on your car.
Speaking of that shit, fucking there's a car behind us and it had ducks on the windshield or whatever. And I told my mom to just start shooting at it. and if he asks why, just say you're playing Duck Hunt.
I'm just playing GTA.
See, they'll never understand classic games like Duck Hunt.
Yeah, they really wouldn't.
Classic games like Pac-Man.
I guess that could work, too.
Yeah.
Pac-Man used to be the shit. I used to get mad because I used to get to, like, the fourth level and die as a little kid.
He's all sad about dying at
the level. Now he plays GTA all the time and gets nowhere in the game.
Oh, no, I fuck niggas up on that shit. I be getting money on that game.
You can't really spend it.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how much money you get on GTA. All it's worth is Xbox Live. Nothing in real life. You can't buy Fago. You can't buy anything with it.
I can buy a lot
from it. I'm so confused right now. What are y'all talking about? We're talking about the fact that your GTA game sucks. You make money in it, you can't even spend it. That money's worth. That money is worth absolutely shit.
I used to be broke on that game. I couldn't afford a Happy Meal. That's how broke I was.
Even with all the money you got now in that game, you can't afford a Happy Meal.
It's no true.
Yeah, I can. I got like $50 left in my wallet.
Now we're talking real money.
Yes, we're talking real money.
I don't go back to work until Monday, so, you know, I get paid weekly.
Really? People still shooting off goddamn fireworks.
Yeah.
I want to see somebody stick one in their ass and light it.
Well, then watch Jackass.
Yeah, watch Jackass. You want that shit.
I want to see somebody better than Jackass do it.
And there's nothing better than Jackass.
I don't know where to send you then.
I want to see somebody do like 4 bottle rockets in the ass instead of 1.
Well, there goes your asshole.
Yeah, and your life.
Well, whoever does that, I feel sorry for them. Not my problem. I just came here to sit and enjoy the show.
Yeah. Like Kim over there who just calls in just to play fucking GTA.
Yeah. Douche.
Douche.
That's what it, that's the only thing she does. She calls in, even from fucking Skype, she leaves it there and just walks away to go play GTA.
Thanks, Kim.
I should get on and go play GTA.
What about me?
Yeah.
Do what?
Hey. I'm talking shit.
Yeah, we talking shit.
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck I'm talking shit about.
I mean, that just proved that she was a pain in her shit.
She would understand if she was listening.
Yeah, yeah. Not playing GTA.
I love GTA. I'm addicted to GTA.
I'm
going to
burn your
GTA.
I'm going to steal it. And I'm gonna light it on fire.
Because fuck the world. Now hit the song.
I got cut off.
Yeah, I was gonna play that track, huh? I completely forgot we were gonna play that.
How did I stay over here while my bike is over there? My freaking bike.
And while I'm at it, I'm gonna mute the fucking arrow.
I say fuck 93 times. Fuck the president. citizen. Fuck your welfare, fuck your government, and fuck Fred Bear. Fuck Nugent, like anybody gives a fuck. You like to hunt a lot, so fucking what? Fuck disco, Count on Monte Cristo. Fuck Cisco and Jack and Jerry Briscoe. And fuck everyone that went down with the Titanic in a panic. I'm like, fuck you all. Lyle Lovett, whoever the fuck that is. Fuck everybody in the hemisphere. Fuck them across the world, and fuck them right here. You know the guy that operates the Rouge River Drawbridge in Del Rey and Jefferson? Fuck him! Fuck your idea. Fuck your gonorrhea. Fuck your diarrhea. Rocky Maivia. Fuck your wife, your homie did. He's fucking you. Fuck the police and a 502. Fuck Spin, Rolling Stone, and fuck Vine. Everybody inside, whoever's on the cover, fuck his mother, fuck your little brothers, homie from around the way, and fuck Violent J.
And we're back, and I guess we'll unmute Kim, even though it doesn't make any much of a difference.
She needs to get her ass off the game.
Mikey.
What? I'm not helping you.
Mikey, no, I need your assistant, like ASAP. I'm having a problem.
Did you say
Grand Theft Auto?
No, not on Grand Theft Auto, in a party.
What the fuck did she just say?
ASAP.
Did you an invite to the party?
What is she spelling?
Well, I don't have a controller right now. My nephew took it.
Oh, okay, never mind.
What the fuck is
I'll
ASAP?
I'll try, hold up.
No, it was ASFE.
Do what?
What the fuck did you spell?
ASAP.
ASAP. That means as soon as possible.
Well, yeah. But
that means SOS.
You're lucky I have an app on my phone right now that I can use for my Xbox.
Yeah, well, you know, yeah.
I don't invite. I don't see one.
And it's funny how she keeps saying that, you know. Well, how he kept saying, you know, he's not going to help her on Grand Theft Auto, but yet there he is.
I don't need help with Grand Theft Auto. I got that covered.
Well, you definitely need help.
I will not pick up a controller and go help her on any game. I will help her with other things, but that.
Hey, yo, why is you going to leave me for?
Hey, yo, yo.
Boo.
She's a yo-yo.
Yo.
Never mind. I'll take my motorcycle. Being mean like that.
Who's being mean? I'm not being mean.
Burn, so. Fuck you, Mikey.
Oh.
I don't know
what that was going on.
Answer it
in.
Either.
Reality.
I am trying to find her a fucking some rehab for GTA.
After on the phone.
I know what can help her. Steal the Xbox.
Yeah, and blow it up.
Well, not necessarily that.
I can no longer help you. My mic died, so you're done.
You can't help? Why do you need a mic?
Yeah.
I have a mic for the Xbox to talk.
Mikey.
I do not have a mic.
People get angry when I talk on PlayStation, man. Like, that ain't your real voice.
Mikey, Andrew
said
fuck you again.
Andrew, that's what he tells you.
Andrew said that you're gay.
Fuck you, Andrew.
And he likes sucking my cock.
Say what?
Really? Do what? Do what?
I said, tell Andrew he could burn in hell.
Yeah, with Angel and his fucking tsunami.
Yeah, him too.
He said, Dr. Faggot, paging Dr. Faggot.
Wow, that's original. I'm so glad this guy doesn't argue with me. I wouldn't know where to go. He's just so clever.
Wait, you were turning your thumb and turning your back.
You gotta love them morons on Xbox.
Yeah, right.
It's kind of like talking to people on like Facebook or something.
Yeah, just
fuck you.
Damn.
Trying to have a smoking time and y'all talking about Xbox fucking morons on people.
And I only ever played Xbox like a few times, and that was just to talk shit on people. Even though I was absolutely terrible at the game.
I had to get off and then go fucking take a shower and get ready.
Oh,
get ready for what?
What'd
you do?
Go out.
Sorry, I'm
gonna go out and watch a movie with bitches.
Cause I'm ADHD, that's why.
Well, that definitely gotta be a booty call. I mean, it is 1 a.m.
Yeah, right.
No, it's actually 9 o'clock, right?
ADHD and ADD.
9 o'clock? Where the fuck is he at?
I live in Cali.
And I'm bipolar.
Let's throw a booty call then, man. You and Callie.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that's one hell of a booty call because there's about four females and two dudes going.
Well, that's what you call an orgy.
Fuck. I need more weed. I need more bud.
Well, you're going to see some people, man. You know, they probably have some.
Yeah, and you know, you're in Cali.
I'm going to rob them for all of you.
You're going to rob them? Man, he's been playing that game too much. Now he's actually going to go and do it.
Yeah, right.
He's going to blame it on the video game. The video game made me do it.
No, I'm just going to be like, y'all giving me all your weed and shit. And most of them will do it.
He's going to run up with his hand in his pocket like, give me all your weed. With his fingers. Like, oh, shit, he got a gun.
Oh, man.
He got a gun. No, I just use my cell phone as a phone. It's pretty square.
Like a commercial where that dude was trying to give away his cell phone after the dude was pretending to rob him. And then he didn't want it.
Hell no.
Hell no, yo.
Hey,
I'm
fucking
hungry, yo. Yeah, yo.
I'm hungry as fuck.
Somebody just steal the controller.
No, somebody go drop it in the
I'll be really mad if somebody steals my controller.
She wouldn't know what to do.
Hell yeah, man.
Somebody steals my controller. She's still sitting there trying to, like, figure out why she ain't moving and shit.
She'll sit there and pretend she has a controller.
No,
funny. Like, yeah, okay, hey, you guys on? Like, my fucking character won't move.
Man, fucking sister's fucking boyfriend did that shit. Fucking, he got so fucking hot, fucking, he gets inside and gets on the controller and, like, sits in and acts like he was playing fucking Call of Duty when it was just the fucking main play of the video.
Wait, I have a question. I have a question. Why did somebody call you a fucking tree, Angel?
Huh?
Jeez, how's he on the phone right now? 1 minute spare.
Yeah, right? We want to know why the fuck somebody called you a treat.
People call me a treat.
Yes, Angel, answer our question.
I don't know. Who came up with that shit?
Well, who are you angry at?
Yeah, your angry ass fucking status that you deleted.
What status? I didn't see no status.
It's because you're on GTA.
Yeah, you're on GTA. You're not, you don't care.
Why the motherfuckers fuck your Facebook status?
Wilson
North. Fuck your Xbox.
Fuck Xbox. It's all about going outside and hanging out with family. Juggle a family at that.
Well, that used to be the thing.
Until you got Kim over here playing fucking Call of Duty. What is it, Grand Theft Auto?
Now the thing to do is to post selfies everywhere.
Yeah, that's what's come through.
Fuck selfies.
Yeah, no, Angel, man, you posted a status earlier, even though you deleted it. Said,
Angel loves taking selfies.
We don't even know who the fuck Andrew is. But,
fuck him anyway.
But yeah, no, Angel Man, why is he posting such an angry status earlier about somebody calling you a treat and that they're lucky that you do post it, that you do spam their fucking inbox?
No. A threat. Not a treat, a threat.
No,
but
a treat.
Man, you put
that's why I deleted it.
A threat, but you put a treat.
long story is a long story. I don't want to talk about it right now. Stuff like that, yeah.
Well, you're no fun.
Yeah.
No fun. I want to beat the dude's ass because he's disrespecting another lady I know.
Do what?
Uh-oh. Angel's in beast mode.
Optimus Prime, transform!
The hell, did he turn into a duck?
I think he did.
That's not the right kind of beast you want to turn into.
That's a long story. Don't want to talk about it up on the radio.
It's all right, Angel. We really didn't want to know. We just wanted to make fun of you because you spelled treat instead of threat.
I know that. Speaking of that, keep playing. Axe Murder Boys, threat.
I don't know if they're going to have that on the soundboard.
Man, he's in the bathroom right now.
Yeah, I'm taking a piss.
He's in the bathroom taking this like
he did. I decided to piss all over fucking Kim's Xbox.
Shit, Kim's going beast mode on Xbox right now.
He's talking
shit.
How the fuck you do beast mode on fucking Xbox?
I don't know, but she's doing.
When did she call up the hoes? That's how they usually do it.
Did you say she calls the hoes?
No, she called. She called
for
exactly the
hoes. That's exactly what said, the hoes.
Trust me, that she calls for even Goku. On GTA, don't even ask that logic. You possible, but they do.
Do you still have to honk the horn for them to come outside?
Yeah, probably.
I bet. If it's money. Hey, after they steal my money, I run them over with the car.
They better have my money.
GTA 3.
Bitch better have my money.
I don't see why you even had that track on the soundboard. Well, on my computer anyways.
And the pussy cats.
Leave, get out.
The fuck is, what is he doing? Angel, you're out of the loop, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Angel is a beautiful person. No homo.
Well, I wouldn't say all that.
You're welcome.
I'm fucking with Angel. He is awesome. Boys
yeah.
for life.
Yeah. Yeah. Until we start closing on the fucking memes.
Well, that's what happens on the internet.
Yeah. Selfies and memes.
I'll allow it.
All right, well, people, I gotta go.
All right, man. Have fun.
Yep. Right, get
later.
That weed.
Woo-woo.
Woo-woo.
Peace.
And he's gone. Now over left.
Angel.
Yeah. Kim don't count.
I'm right here, y'all. I got out hurting.
Yeah, man, I'm gonna go be small tomorrow. Seriously.
And I got fucking.
Look at this.
And God said, love and pray for your enemies. And I love you all, motherfucker. I love you all. They after me, thinking that they smooth when they move. They don't know what to do with the tools that they use. A motherfucker like me, I ain't confused. I've been accused of abuse from courtrooms to schools, but I stay out of both. You know they way out of hope. We've been through pain of the rain and the strain of the snow, but there's always a light at the end of our tunnel, cause we believe in more than just hating each other, motherfucker. Ooh, you getting scared now. Look who's on our side. He'd be on yours too if you just stay true, but you play yourself every fucking day while you're throwing them death threats my way, you bitch made. Threats flying at you in every way, shape, or form. Tell me, motherfuckers, we wicked within the door. Death threats flying at you in every way, shape, or form. Tell me, motherfuckers, we wicked within the door. Death threats flying at you in every way, shape, or form. Tell me, motherfuckers, we wicked within the door. Death threats flying at you in every way, shape, or form. Tell me, motherfuckers, we wicked within the storm. I'm gonna do is come for you. This fool's gonna die for this and my crew. I can't hold back, he was saying let's go by his house and throw rocks and break one of their windows out. I really wanna choke a neck, but I listen to my heart. So I hold back and I let the devil rip his shit apart. Cause I can see the bitches when they look at me and nod. They'll commit their sins all because they won't find you. When you spending time on me, put our name on that track. But you ain't really dissing when it sounds that whack. Give it to me. Dead rest on a blood bet worth 400 grand. I pray for the day that angels take you out with God's hand. Dead rest flying at you in every way, shape, or form. Tell them motherfuckers we wicked within the door. Dead rest flying at you in every way, shape, or form. Tell them motherfuckers we wicked within the door. Dead rest flying at you in every way, shape, or form. Tell them motherfuckers we wicked within the door. Dead rest flying at you in every way, shape, or form. Tell them motherfuckers we wicked within the door. On a bluff bet, give it to me. Death threats on a bluff bet, a bet. Death threats on a bluff bet, a bluff bet. Give it to me. Death threats on a bluff bet, a bluff bet. Death threats on a bluff bet, bluff bet.
shape or form. Just saying, tell them what the fuck I'll be with you within the storm.
And we're back, and Ghetto G, that would be A and B with the threat.
Oh, that's why I don't know what it is.
I think Tim turned into R2-D2 because all I'm hearing now is beeping. <of Murph>.
No. What the hell are you?
Joey.
A fucking retarded Wookiee, apparently.
This is Chewbacca's retarded brother, Angel.
Yeah, but thanks, that kind of put me in a good mood.
Uh-oh. You see what Jungle Rider Radio does? Puts people in a good mood, nigga.
Yeah. That puts us in a bad mood because we ain't got nobody tuned in.
Oh, shh, with your negativity.
But freaking guy don't think he's freaking sick. Seriously.
All right, y'all. I'm going to go ahead and let y'all go.
Man, all you should
right,
have
y'all.
Long time
go
ago,
on,
go. Do
what? Hey, yo.
Y'all stop taking my word.
No,
hey, yo. 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 Watch all right, really hood.
All right, yo. See you later, yo.
Peace out, yo.
Bye.
Peace out,
hang
yo.
Hang up the phone, yo.
Yeah, yeah, yo, yo.
All right, I'll call
yeah.
you.
Peace out, Kimmy, yo.
All right. Well,
she bye. Around the world like a yo-yo.
All right, bye.
Bye, yo.
Peace, yo.
It always takes people 10 minutes to hang up the phone.
Yeah.
Like, man,
yeah, it's Rachel. Yeah. He just hangs off.
Exactly. He just hangs off. So the state don't just click.
Yeah.
I'm about to head out with myself.
Jeez, with your 5 minutes to give us tonight.
Yeah.
I'm watching. You know what? Havoc, you know what today is anyway? I got Toonami on. I was watching Space Daddy. All tonight.
Space Daddy? What the fuck?
Space Daddy?
What the fuck is Space Daddy?
Sounds like a porno.
Space Dandy.
That still sounds like a porno.
Well, not so much that name, though.
Yeah, it's a pretty good show. It's a good storyline. It's about a cop that's a bounty hunter. I think it's a little Bebop.
And so they're ripping off the way Bebop.
It's about Bebop and Rocksteady, huh?
Yeah, Bebop and Rocksteady.
You know, Cowboy Bebop.
Yeah, you gotta realize from here. Get on Jesus and watch anime, so he has no idea what the fuck you're talking about.
I'm talking to you, though. I know, you know what the fuck I'm talking about, but he don't.
No, not at all.
I mean, like, I'm like, unless you mention something that was cosplayed by Jessica Negri, Yaya Han, Ricky, he ain't gonna know.
Jeez, thanks for making me look like an asshole, Havoc.
Give us some hand time. See if that works.
You made me sound like one of them assholes that buy an ICP t-shirt from Hot Topic and pretend they're a juggalo. That's what you just made me sound like.
give G some hand time. See if that works.
You know what? I should just like go. This like page.
I hate anime bullshit.
Not it. What happened to X-rating? Zaz, I know you like tits and ass.
Well, everybody
likes
tits and ass.
Who doesn't?
I don't know. We all love tits and ass.
Exactly.
But however,
what anime tits and ass?
However, Gil G will not like the fucking page I just invited him to.
Oh, what are you doing?
What'd you say? Is there an anime page?
No. Stardust.
Not again.
Damn.
Hey, man. It should still be sitting there from the last time you invited me.
Well, this is a new. Well, this is an even newer page.
Oh, not a different one.
All right, Angel Man, you go watch your Toonami. I guess we'll be back tomorrow night.
Yep, I'll be on regular time.
All right,
peace.